A great pleasure to meet you again, Professor Chen.
Mm-hmm.
When were you born? I know the answer to that, which is 1916.
Yes. So.
In Kunming. You were born in Kunming?
Yeah.
Hmm. And where were you educated? Which university?
At first, it's Peking Normal University.
You probably have to come a bit closer to the sound.
Japanese invasion.
Hmm.
I escaped to Kunming.
You escaped back to Kunming?
Kunming. And go to Sinalenda.
And then at the... What were your parents? What did your parents do?
Kunming.
Hmm. And what was their occupation?
Both. Merchant.
Merchants. And did they influence you a lot, your mother or your father?
No.
No. And do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Hmm. How many brothers and sisters?
Two, three brothers. Four sisters.
Mm-hmm. Quite a large family.
Mm.
And after, at the end of the war, 1945, what did you do then?
At first I joined an army.
Mm. And fought against the... This was after the end of the war.
End of the war. What? During the war.
During the war.
Mm.
And you fought against the Japanese?
Yeah.
Mm.
Most time I did some interesting job.
Mm.
From Pyrmont, you know that place.
Mm.
And go to Indian border.
Yes.
That first adventure.
Hmm. What made you decide to think about becoming an anthropologist?
It's by chance.
By chance.
Because according to Sinalenda regulation, every student, especially literature student, should take
an exam or a paper, a course.
A course. Mm. For literature.
Mm.
So I took Wenzhou first at the Fei Xiaotong.
Mm. With Fei Xiaotong? He was a... Where was he at that time?
Kunming.
Kunming, was he?
Mm.
And he was already an anthropologist. Yeah.
And his idea, since I'm Yunnanist, I should study Yunnan first.
Mm.
So he persuaded me to abandon my original subject was the comparative psychology.
Comparative psychology. So he persuaded you to abandon that and then think about being an anthropologist. And he'd already been, he had already been at the London School of Economics, hadn't he?
Yeah.
And so did he suggest you went to the London School of Economics?
No. My earliest study was persuaded. But what? I can't remember.
Hmm. But you did go to the LSE.
Yeah.
In 1940.
Oh. Culture Council. British.
Hmm. The British Council.
Ah.
Ah. So they funded you, did they?
Ah.
And so you went to the LSE, and who was your supervisor when you went there? Raymond Firth, was it? Was Raymond Firth a good supervisor?
Oh, I'm sorry, I should say I'm not very good.
Not very good? Hmm. In what way? He was too busy, or not very stimulating, or?
For instance, lunchtime, this is what is late time.
Hmm.
Only two students, Edmund Rich and I.
Yes.
And on lunchtime came, his room, research room, 10-23 student, very good. Very obedient student, Leach.
Leach went to sleep.
Yeah.
He used to do that later too, in Cambridge.
Oh.
He went to sleep when Raymond Firth was there.
Yeah.
Must have been boring lectures.
They were very boring lectures, were they?
Really. He related his Malaysia visit.
Did Audrey Richards lecture? Was she lecturing?
Audrey lecturing.
They were good.
If you don't mind.
No, you say what you want.
Anthropological study. Always boring. Not many students like it.
At that time.
No.
And how about Lucy Mayer? How did you get on with her?
Oh! She is very kind.
Very kind?
That was a leader.
How did you get on with Edmund Leach? You must have known him for many years.
Well, yes. Ever since I graduated from LSE, every year I sent a card to him. Continuously. So,
and did he send cards back to you?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm. This continuous since last year.
Until last year.
NTAU sent it.
Did you admire his work? Edmund Leach's work?
Edmund Leach's work. It's very warm. What should I say? I think his work was very could give us some new idea.
Yes.
Since I came from Yunnan, near Burma. So there were, since the last, how many years, I can't remember. We continue as scholars, but
And what was your PhD, what was the subject of your PhD at the LSE? Which? You were working on Yunnan, were you?
Yunnan. My work, Nam.
Was it on religion?
Yeah, religion ceremony.
Religious ceremonial. Among which group?
Dai.
So you then got your PhD in about 1949, was it? Or 47? And then you got a colonial research council scholarship, is that? And you went to work in Sarawak. Why did you go to Sarawak?
British Council.
Ah, they suggested Research Council. Was that when you met Barbara Ward? Or later?
No, before.
Before you met her. What was your work on Sarawak about? What was the topic?
Overseas Chinese.
And after you had finished that, you came back to China to teach?
Yes, teach, but change the subject.
You changed the subject? To what? To sociology?
Various subjects.
Such as what sort of?
It's a colonel. Too many subjects.
And when you became, at one point you became the vice president of the Chinese Sociological Association.
Yeah.
Was that at this time that you, or later?
Later.
And then in, so you taught for a while, and then in the Cultural Revolution, I remember you telling me in Cambridge, you suffered very badly.
Oh, yes, everybody.
Everybody. Was it just because you were a professor? Or was there some special reason?
What should I say? Well, very simple, because I hated it. I didn't like it.
So they knew that you disapproved.
Oh, I openly cursed it.
You cursed it? And so you were arrested? Were you arrested or were you just sent to the countryside?
At first, as a criminal. And then suddenly I became a hero. Because I was very interested in the border problem. First is the Indian border. And secondly was what? Rising border.
Hmm. When you were a criminal, were you imprisoned? Were you put into prison?
Yeah.
For how long?
Chance camp. Because Zhongguo and Russia, no more friends.
Yes.
So I became a hero. I handled so many material.
For how long did you suffer during the Cultural Revolution?
2 years.
2 years.
Secondary, because of the older spoken.
Of?
Speaking.
Mm. So outspoken, yes. Mm. So after you had become a hero, you were allowed to do further work.
Yeah.
Mm. So why was it that you didn't go back? Because later in your life, I remember when you came to Cambridge, in 1979 or 1980, you said you didn't want to work in China. You wanted to stay outside China. Why was that?
I hated it.
You hated it?
Mm.
You hated China because of the Cultural Revolution. But did not things improve when Deng Xiaoping started to open up the country? 1978?
Not very much.
Not very much.
Even now.
Even now?
Ah.
Well, we'll come on to even now in a moment, but you then went in... Well, you came to Cambridge. Where else did you... visit after 1979. You went to America?
Most time and Japan.
And Japan. Which was the country you enjoyed visiting most?
Your country.
Thank you very much. That's the right answer. Because you spent time in Australia, Japan, America, Leiden, many countries. Well, I wish you would come back again later. Too well. So when you say that the country, even now, has not entirely got over the Mao legacy, what are the problems now?
Chaotic.
Doesn't look chaotic outside.
It's superficial. When you're watching TV.
Yes.
I see you like.
What kind of chaos? Political chaos or social chaos or? Are there any ways in which you think China has improved in the last 20 years?
Killing.
Killing?
Mm.
Killing who?
Each other.
You mean murders or do you mean wars?
Murder.
Murders. Well, we haven't heard of any murders, except one in the University of Yunnan.
Of course, since you don't watch the TV.
Well, our friends have never told us about all the murders, but...
Because they're no more Chinese, not interested.
They're not interested in murders. I see. What are the murders for? I mean, why are people murdering people?
Money.
I see. So that is a bad thing. Do you think there are any good things?
Good things. Bribery.
Library.
Bribery.
Yeah. You think that's a good thing? Or you think it's increased?
I don't think.
Is there more bribery or less bribery?
More than before liberation.
More than before liberation. So do you think, despite your criticisms of Chairman Mao, do you think the situation now is worse than before liberation?
Oh, no. Most time it's very peaceful.
Now? Or before liberation?
Before liberation.
It was very peaceful?
Yeah.
What period? You mean 1939, 1940? I mean, there was a war, but before the war, you mean?
No. After the war.
Just after the war. So between 1945 and 1949, it was very peaceful.
For instance, a little man that came from a small village. Very peaceful.
But you think now the villages are not peaceful? Or is it just the towns and the cities?
Both times, the cities and the village. Village is better than the city.
If you were giving some advice to young Chinese people now, what advice would you give them about how they should proceed in building a new China or the present China?
What should I say? To spend more time to read.
To read?
To know this world is so big. So many things to do. Not just to spend money. Ask of our parents, give me money. To read needs money. To read the primary school needs money.
And if you were giving advice to young anthropologists now, or to the anthropology community, is there anything you would say about what should be studied in China now, would be interesting to study?
It's a subject needs
thinking about.
I don't like Chinese scholars know more about anthropology, the subject of human beings.
Which anthropologist do you admire most or has influenced your work most?
I like that old book very much.
Which one?
Old book.
Yes. Which ones?
Golden Bough.
The Golden Bough. Wow. Fraser. Any others? Any of Malinowski or Rivers or
Rivers.
Rivers. Hmm. Or any of the Americans? Boaz or Kroeber or Linton or Mead or...
Not Mead.
Not Mead. You don't like Mead?
No. I'm 43, so I'm trying to see my knee.
You can't see any brilliant anthropologists in the States?
No.
Hmm. So, you're mainly influenced by the older anthropologists?
Yes.
You know the work of Eric Wolf? And Marshall Sahlins? Sahlins? Clifford Geertz? What about Morris Friedman? You must have known Morris Friedman.
Oh, yes, yes. We are enemies.
Enemies?
Mm.
Were you?
Because he's never been to China.
Yes.
And he talked a lot about it, Chinese things.
Mm. Do you think he understood China?
No.
Could he have come to China? Because it was always thought that the reason that he would have liked to have come, but he couldn't because it was closed. Is that right?
So nearly he stays.
He went to Taiwan, didn't he? Did he go to Taiwan?
I don't know.
No. Did you know Evans Pritchard?
No.
You didn't know him?
Oh, no.
You knew him?
Well, I knew him. He's loved. I admire very much.
Hmm. I think he's probably the greatest.
Oh, yes. He spoke new.
Hmm.
His first book recommended as a student.
Hmm. Hmm. Yes, so do we. We still do, in Cambridge. Yes, absolute classic. And Newer Religion as well. Very good books. And Maya Fortes, you knew Maya?
Yes.
Did you like Maya?
I don't like his temper.
His temper?
He treated his students. For instance, an Indian student, not so kindly like Evans.
Hmm. That's interesting. His Indian students?
Sure.
I didn't know he had Indian students. How about Audrey Richards? Did you like her?
I think girls students like her.
Hmm. The girl students liked her. And did you know Stanley Tambaya?
No.
No.
The present one.
Stanley Tambaya worked on Thailand.
Oh.
And in Sri Lanka.
Oh.
He's in America now, but he was at Cambridge at the same time as Goody and Fortes and Leach. He was the other person there.
Why is Goody?
Well, Jack's still in Cambridge.
Oh.
He's just been given a knighthood.
Oh!
Sir Jack Goody.
Yes, sir.
Sir, yes, that's right. And he's still writing a book every year. He's
85.
He's 85.
86 this year, actually.
86. He's just 86. And he writes a book every year. Very good books, too. They're very productive.
Why don't LSE is a marvelous place.
Mm. It was exciting to be at the LSE, wasn't it?
Yes.
Mm.
Professor I like much.
Who did you like?
Herlod Lasky.
Harold Lasky. Ah, yes. You went to his lectures?
Often.
Hmm. Well, his books are very good. And Tawney, was he there?
Yeah, Tawney.
Yes.
Oh, Tawney. When I first met him, he said, you come this country for what?
Hmm.
You Chinese, creatively minded, should go to continent.
Should go to the continent? Had you read his book on land and labour in China?
It's an excellent book.
Excellent. I think so too.
Even today, for a wide student, I always ask him to read the Tony's book.
That's interesting. I think it's a very good book, yes.
Mm.
He'd been to China, hadn't he? He came.
Yeah.
He came for a few months. Yes. Are there any other excellent books on China that you would recommend a student to read?
Tawney's book.
Just Tawney's book. Have you read Mark Elvin's book, Pattern of the Chinese Past? It's a history book of China. It's a very good...
Yes, yes.
It's quite a good overview. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Have you read Granet's work on Chinese civilization? He is a French scholar, which seemed a very good book to me. So do you think China would have been better without Chairman Mao?
Of course.
You think it would have developed in a good direction after 1945?
If there especially had... the latter part. It's...
Sorry?
Ruined.
He ruined it, did he? Did nothing good? Did he do anything good?
Not a single thing.
And if you say that now, there will be no problems.
Of course, no one cares.
No one cares.